KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kaneen, and it's 9:02. Alaska State Troopers say two men were mauled by a bear while hunting near Shishmaref. The two were camping Monday in the Cape Espenberg area when they went upriver to hunt in a boat. The two encountered a bear at a shallow place in the water. Troopers say the bear charged and both men were attacked. 42-year-old Raymond Wayawana and 37-year-old Dave Wayawana were able to scare off the bear and return to Shishmaref, where they were treated at the village clinic. And the annual AFN convention has since 2005 included the AFN Marketplace competition, giving hundreds of thousands of dollars in seed money to aspiring entrepreneurs across Alaska looking to start their own small business. But this year, when the AFN convenes in October, there won't be a marketplace competition.
Unfortunately, there simply weren't enough applicants to move forward with the competition.
Aurora Lair is the director of the Alaska Marketplace Program. She says that despite the application deadline in early August, she knew toward the end of July that there simply were too few applications.
The deadline was August 3rd, and as this is our sixth competition, we've had a bit of experience, and we know the trend of applications. There wasn't a set number of minimum applications, but in years past, we've had, you know, more than 100 a week out from the deadline. This year, we had around 20. So not really sure what had happened, but just didn't have quite enough to move forward.
Lair says the poor response this year means that it's not a given that the marketplace competition will return next year either.
We're taking this suspension as an opportunity to evaluate the program, find out what exactly we can do to make it stronger, and see if it will continue.
Those involved in Marketplace are now focusing their energies on other small business-oriented programs for attendees of the AFN.
We are working right now to present one or two workshops during the AFN annual convention, kind of putting some sort of workshop together to still be able to be a resource for entrepreneurs and people who are interested in starting a small business.
Lair says one goal of the business workshops will be making them available both online and telephonically for those who can't attend the convention in person. And locally, Paul Ivanoff III with the Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation says the lack of a marketplace competition will have no impact on the corporation's small business initiative grant. Modeled after the marketplace grant, Ivanoff says when the SBI deadline passed in mid-July, they had one of the largest pools of applicants in the program's history. The 2012 AFN convention is set to begin October 18 at the Denina Convention Center in Anchorage. Several new employees were welcomed to the district at the Nome School Board's first meeting of the new school year last night. In all, the board welcomed a group of 13 new teachers, administrators, and staff to Nome Public Schools. The school board's legislative priorities need to be given to the city of Nome shortly, and Superintendent Mike Browner wasted no time asking board members what they felt needed to be addressed. While a final list is still being worked on, Browner said priorities will likely include emergency upgrades to facilities, energy-saving projects, and academics.
At the top of the list is we have a sprinkler system for the charter school that's needed. So that's number one. And another one is the direct digital control systems, which allows us to go in to replace some equipment that is really out of date. It's a lot of energy waste. And then the other one is we have some academic support ideas that range all the way from the pre-K level all the way up through high school dropout prevention. So we see some way or another we want to think about how that we can work those into those priorities as well.
In his superintendent's report, Browner looked at how federal funding could be drastically cut in FY 2013 if Congress doesn't act by December. Failed efforts to reduce the federal budget resulted in a compromise that will trigger automatic budget cuts, including up to 18% of the federal education budget, if other solutions aren't worked out in D.C. Browner said the district is watching the budget negotiations closely and is preparing contingencies. Another big change for this year is the district's opting out of the federal No Child Left Behind program.
The state is putting in a waiver. The reason that they're putting in a waiver for No Child Left Behind, it has become apparent to all that we're not going to have 100% of our students reach proficiency by 2014. Alaska is following suit with many other states in making this waiver.
Schools in Alaska will adopt a new state-devised method of teacher evaluations that will tie student achievement to any measure of teacher performance. As the district prepares to expand the Anvil City Science Academy to a minimum of 30 students with a maximum of up to 66 students, a new contract has been worked out with administrators and the parent advisory group. Superintendent Bronner urged a consultation to ensure the needs of students will be met when the charter school is expanded. The school board will vote on the new contract at their next meeting. During comments from the board, Barb Nichols again brought up poor attendance of board members at scheduled meetings.
Just briefly bring up again, I think I brought it up a couple of meetings ago, that I would like to see the board look at our policy on board member attendance for our meetings.
Even with excused absences, the board had not had all members in attendance for a meeting in several months. The school board's next regular meeting is September 11, but first they'll meet for a work session at the end of the month on Tuesday, August 28th. And Alaska State Troopers have identified the man arrested after allegedly firing a gun at the Ambler Airfield, delaying a scheduled visit by Governor Sean Parnell. 24-year-old Sean Johnson of Ambler was arrested Monday. Troopers responded to a report of a man shooting a gun, and during the investigation, say a community member reported a domestic disturbance involving Johnson. They say Johnson fled when they tried contacting him. They later heard shots from the direction of the airport, but say Johnson left when they arrived. Troopers later found Johnson at his home where he was arrested. A spokesperson for the governor says Parnell was informed of the incident while in Kobuk, the stop on his itinerary before Ambler. His visit to Ambler was subsequently delayed just a bit. And a vessel suspected of illegal drift net fishing on the high seas has been transferred to China by the U.S. Coast Guard. A Coast Guard cutter encountered the 177-foot fishing ship in late July, about 850 miles east of Tokyo. Coast Guard personnel boarded the ship and found 30 metric tons of albacore tuna and 6 metric tons of shark bodies and fins on board. Coast Guard officials say Chinese citizens were operating the vessel called the Da Cheng. The cutter has since followed the vessel as it moved west, and officials say the vessel was turned over to the China Fishery Law Enforcement Command on Tuesday. The Da Cheng crew had been fishing with an illegal 10-mile drift net. Such snares have been banned internationally since 1992. A look at the price of gold, up $4.90 an ounce to $1,604.90. An ounce of silver is up 27. Rather, an ounce of silver remained steady at $27.93, and a pound of zinc at 80 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 is not operating as scheduled, according to the flight status online. It's expected to arrive in Nome at 9:08 and depart to Anchorage at 9:53. It's unofficially 52 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.